Hello, loves. I'm your host, Christina Ray. I'm a life coach, breathwork facilitator, and entrepreneur with multiple conscious businesses. Through sharing my journey, I hope to inspire you and make life just a little bit easier for you to navigate. I believe through sharing and authenticity, we create space for others to feel safe, empowered to share, and to feel less alone. In this space, we talk about everything from realizations through spiritual awakenings to breakups to mindfulness, and I interview people from all over the world who are using their power for good so we can build all our power together. Let the journey begin. Welcome to the Listener Spotlight. I'm so excited to introduce this segment where I'm shining a light on my listeners, their unique story, and how they're using their power for good. My first listener and guest today on the Listener Spotlight is Sandy Romero. Welcome, Sandy.
Hi, Christina. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here with you.
I'm so happy that you reached out and that you've joined me on the Power for Good podcast. Thank you. And let's begin with maybe why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and where you're tuning in from?
Well, I'm Sandy. I'm from Mexico and currently I'm living in Dallas. And I'm really happy to be here with you because I really like this movement that you're creating, you know, that using your good, the power of good. I've been through a lot of stuff and it's not easy moving from one country to another. And I've realized sometimes people can be really mean, you know, just to someone that is new into any kind of situation, you know, any kind of system, any kind of new, it could be you're new in the class, you're new at work. And I really feel that you're creating something really powerful here.
Oh, thank you so much. What led you to the podcast? What stood out about the podcast for you?
Yeah. I connected with you after you talked about your divorce. And you know, you mentioned something that really made me think about the situation that I experienced myself. And you said that sometimes you grow spiritually and the other person doesn't grow the same way as you do. And that's fine, you know, that if you let me, like, I would like to tell my story because you never know when someone is experiencing through this self awareness movement, you know, that you're growing inside, you know, and sometimes you're not even realizing, but just life makes you grow. And when you realize like the other person is not growing and it hurts, but you have to learn things, people go. And that's something that it's not easy. I think it's not easy for anybody, but after I experienced this, I could find true love. And I can tell that there's a light, you know, in between all the darkness in my life. When you say like, hey, I'm all alone. For some reason, life keeps going. And then you realize that you were not at the end. You were at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, why don't you tell us, you know, about your story.
Yeah, sure. Well, it was...
That's why we're
five
here.
Years ago. Thank you. And feel free to ask me questions or interrupt me anytime. As I say, when you talk about this spiritual awareness, spiritual path that you went through and that this person didn't grow with you. Well, for me, it happened, but it happened in a very rough way. I think that at least you had the to say or talk to this person, hey, this is where I'm going. You're not going the same way. And probably you said something that really, you know, like I feel like, hey, you know, that would be the best scenario that didn't happen for me. Like you guys ended up things in a peaceful way. And it wasn't, and there wasn't any violence or some kind of emotional violence or something like that. But when I arrived here in the US, 5 years ago, it was my goal to get a job here in the US. I'm an accountant, by the way, and I was super excited to start this new position because that was my dream job. But when you move from one country to another, and many people can go through that, even not it doesn't have to be different countries, but even different cities or even different states in the country you're from, it's distance doesn't matter. So I was like, hey, I have achieved anything that I wanted in life. I have a successful career. I'm making good money. I have an apartment. I'm free. I have my own car. I can go and travel wherever. And then I realized that, hey, but you're alone. You know, I was alone. My family was in Mexico. All my friends were in Mexico. And then you realize that, hey, I have everything I wanted in a material way, of course, but I'm alone. You know, you realize like when you at the top of the mountain, there's not many people. It's just you. And then I started dating like a bunch of guys, you know, and what was my first option? Tinder. You know, that you, hey, I'm alone. I'm just going to go and look somebody. And that just made me feel so empty. Like, hey, you know, I approach to the church, you know, and I was like, hey, probably helps me a little bit, but I need to look into myself. What do I want? Because I have what I wanted and I'm not happy. And then I started meditating. And in this meditating journey, I was still on Tinder, of course. So I'm not sure if that was a truly spiritual way or I was probably half and half, half like, hey, I need to get someone. But I need to know what I want. I need to define what's happiness for me first. And then I met this guy. He approached me to be everything I wanted, like a good guy, a family guy that I really believe that he wanted to build a family with me. So we started dating, we moved together, and I was feeling good. I trusted him. So I don't know, like a year went by and for me, everything was fine. I trusted in him everything, you know, money, documents, you know, like we were talking like, hey, we're going to have kids. We're going to get married. He was planning to travel to Mexico to meet my parents. And I'm not sure if it's just me, but I was so naive or innocent, or it can happen to any person because you trust in that person. But something, and I didn't listen to my inner voice, something was telling me, hey, this is not right. He's just gonna leave you, you know? And I was in my inside, like waiting for that. But I was like, no, that cannot be. You know, like my brain was like, no, that cannot be. He's going to be there for you because he's saying that you have to trust him more. And I was like, yeah, I was just unsure what I was feeling. You know, my heart was telling me, hey, he's not the one, you know, he's going to say something. He's up to something. And at the end, yeah. One day I just arrived home and he wasn't there, Christina. He just ghosted me. He never answered the phone again, never texted me. Of course, like he took money. Probably he was just, he just wanted money. I'm not sure. Stole a couple of things, not valuable things, you know, nothing like jewelry or something. But of course, like the money was gone. And like in my, I broke, you know, I broke and I was like, no, I'm all alone. What am I going to do? And I wasn't really worried about the money. But then I started thinking like, that's when my spiritual path really started, you know, because I had to think about it. What did I do wrong? Why am I not enough? At first, I was feeling guilty. You know, this happened because it was all my fault. I did things the wrong way. I wasn't giving enough. But for me, it was just, all of a sudden, you know, out of the blue, he wasn't there. He was gone. And that's probably the most painful experience. I thought that I was never going to recover. I just wanted to leave everything, you know, my dream job, just going back to Mexico to work to my parents' house and just leave everything that I have worked so hard because of that person. But then I don't know, maybe it's God, the universe. I thought like you have to stop and you have to look inside. It's not your fault. I never felt that I was shining, you know, with him. And it probably doesn't make sense, but I thought as myself, like if I was a firefly, like when they light something, shine. And it's not like, hey, I like this other firefly, I'm going to shine more. No, they don't really decide. It just happens. And even it doesn't, in human version, doesn't it happen to you that you just have friends, not even like partners, but friends that when you're with them and you talk with them, you shine, that you feel lighter?
Yeah,
for some definitely. Reason.
There's people and, that bring us energy and people that take like, it away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I was like, well, with this person, I never shine. For some, I don't know how to describe it. I just don't feel lighter. I just don't feel happier. And it's not his fault either. You know, it's probably he wasn't feeling shiny with me as well. He wasn't feeling good enough. That's why he left. And until I understood, like, it's not his fault. It's not my fault. It's just something that happened and you have to let it go. That's when I started like, hey, I'm going to close Tinder. I'm just going to stop worrying about what's the future. I just don't want to feel this anxiety, horrible anxiety. I used to cry when I was alone, you know, sleeping alone, waking up alone. And I was like, hey, maybe this is my life, you know, and I wasn't expecting anything else. Like, I won't say that I had a plan because I didn't, to be honest, I didn't have a plan. I was like, hey, I just feel happy at work and that's where I'm going to focus. And when I started like talking to people at work, a friend of mine introduced me to this guy and we went to a mountain trip together. And that for that, it took like probably 6-7 months to heal my heart, you know, because I, like I said, I thought this guy was the man of my life and I had so many dreams and hopes with him. And it was all banished, not even a note, like nothing at all. And I started talking to him. He turns out to be from Mexico as well, from Chihuahua. So with him, I felt probably was the language, it was the culture, I don't know, but I felt at home. And then I told him this story and I was really honest with him, like, hey, I'm broken. You know, I just can't offer anything. And he was patient. So we started as friends. And I moved. I moved, of course, to another apartment. He helped me. He was through all of these situations, through all my healing process. He started going yoga with me just because he knew that he really wanted to understand like my healing process, my spiritual process. And I could feel like this click. Hey, we connected spiritually, not physically, like it was with this other guy or not even with ideas, you know, like most of the times just having the same ideas is not anything. You have to connect with someone that it's in the same spiritual path as you. And until I felt that and I support that kind of family feeling, I could heal. I could finally heal. And even that, like, I feel that I have my heart full right now, but I still can't believe I went through all of that and survived, because I'm not sure how you experienced it with your divorce. In this scenario, I wasn't married with this guy, but I've never felt that side in my life as I did feel when that happened. So I just wanted to share this experience because I know that there's many girls out there that they are going through the same path. And I know a couple, and sometimes you try to help, but now that you have this network, I really hope that this message and experience helps the other girls and they know that it's not right when you don't feel appreciated in a relationship, or it's not right when you feel that you're the bad in the story and you're always hoping that the other person will change and that you need to create or carry the full responsibility to create a home feeling, you know, like, hey, I need to do this. I need to start cooking. I need to start cleaning. So he feels at home with me, because that's what I did. I was always trying to create that home feeling and force that spiritual connection. And in my experience, it doesn't happen that way. It has to come both ways. You can do everything you need to, or everything that you feel that you need to do. And if the other person doesn't want to grow with you, doesn't want to understand you, it won't matter. He will leave either way.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for sharing your story, Sandy. It is so, so powerful to share our experiences, and it will definitely help other women, other people feel less alone in sharing our experiences and creating this community. And I think what's so beautiful about your story as well is that it's very evident that you've really turned your pain into your power and used it to fuel your transformation, your awakening, your growth. And a great message for anyone listening to this as well is how you took that experience and channeled it into something meaningful in your life, and you learned lessons. And also, you didn't close your heart. You know, it did take you time to then move into the next relationship, and you took it slow, which is really important as well, to take that time to do the growth, to do the work on yourself. And luckily, you attracted a partner who was ready to then do the work with you.
Yeah.
Your heart wasn't closed. A lot of people, they go through experiences and they become bitter, and they're like, all men are like this, or and they grow cold. And something that I have been feeling as well is like, my heart is not closed. Like, I'm still open and I'm ready for love. I have felt so much pain. And that's part of being a human, is that we get to feel this sadness and this pain of loss and this grief. But then we get to also experience love again, keep our hearts open, you know, and know that it's part of being a human. We have to feel those dark nights of the soul to then feel the joy again and to learn from it. And when we go into these partnerships and people come into our lives, I believe that we have soul contracts. And this man, he came into your life to teach you something. And it was
horrible
that he ghosted you like that. It's absolutely unacceptable. But at the same time, he taught you something. And without that experience, you wouldn't be who you are. You know, you wouldn't be this strong, and you wouldn't have learned the lessons that you learned, and perhaps not even ended up with your partner that you are with now today and done all of this work. So in some way, what a blessing, you know, what a lesson.
And I know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. And goodbye.
No, exactly. And I definitely, I'm not sure if you went through the same with a divorce. I know it's hard, but like you said, like, I knew that love, that I was gonna have love, that I am a firm believer that you can have it all. I don't know, probably I'm just super optimistic, but I think that you can have the job, you can have the career, you can have the guy, you can have the family, you can, I believe that you can have it all, probably not at the same time, but in the same life, you will have it all, right? Like, it's right now in life, it has its challenges, because now that I feel that I'm with the love of my life right now, and now we're trying to have a baby. And turns out I have polycystic ovary syndrome, and it's complicated. Probably we might have to go to the in vitro process. And the first response from my husband was like, let's do it together. You know, we'll take whatever it takes to get you pregnant, and you don't have to feel bad, because my first reaction was like, it's all my fault. You know, like, that's part of my personality, that I always think that I'm the guilty, I'm the bad one in the story. And he said like, no, it's not something that you can control. So what I have learned is that life is not always easy. It's not a fairy tale that, hey, you get married with your blueprints, with the man of your dreams, then the life will be perfect from that moment. It's not like that. Life will always have like their own challenges. And you have to be with a person that, again, that has the same will, the same spirit is you. Because if you don't connect with someone spiritually, and it won't matter at the end of the day. I felt with this other guy before, we connected really well, like, you know, in ideas. goals in life, even like what kind of family we wanted. We wanted like one boy, two girls, you know, like even the dream house we wanted was the same, but we never shared the same spirit, the will. He was like, hey, it didn't work. Let's just give up. You know, let's stop trying. And I bet like probably if this has happened to me, like, hey, I cannot have kids right away, he could be like, hey, you know, bye. I'll let you go. Like that kind of person. And it is really important that you have someone by your side that fights with you, because life is not easy and life is not like we see in the movies. Like everything flows and everything it's pink, you know, and everything is flowers and good stuff. It's hard. Life is hard. And when you have someone by your side, definitely makes it easier. And it won't matter what happens in the future. I'm not anxious anymore. I'm like always willing for the best, you know. And from the moment I met Fernando, is the name of my husband, I know that things will be all right. They are not going to be easy, but I feel safe. I feel that everything is going to be all right.
That's beautiful. So what's one piece of advice you can offer anyone listening to you right now that might be experiencing heartbreak, something similar to what you went through?
Well, heartbreaks, probably in my life, it's the most painful experience that I've experienced. But a good piece of advice is like, don't close your heart. Keep your heart soft. Because sometimes, and like we were talking, people tend to be, hey, I'm just going to not love anymore. I'm just going to stop loving at all and I'm going to start hating. And that's why we see people that they just hate their job so much. And probably you have experienced yourself here. There's people that you're at the store and the people who is in charge of the store is just like basically screaming at you. And you are wondering like, hey, why are you talking to me like that? You know, but it's just people that it's unfortunately like unhappy with their lives. So if you keep your heart open, that person will come. That's all I can say. That person will come, because I feel that everybody has a happy ending. And if you're not happy, it's not the end. You know, that's how I like to think. There's light. And the most important thing for me to overcome a heartbreak is know yourself. Definitely, you have to take this spiritual path. That I can say it's scary, because confronting yourself and looking like, because you will see the good things about you, but you the bad things as well. And it's hard to recognize. For example, I recognize that before my husband, I used to be so selfish. I always put my needs before anybody else. Probably it's because I'm the only girl in my family. So probably I was raised that way. Like, hey, you want it, you got it. You know, and I feel that that kind of selfiness, it can hurt people that are around you. Because then I started like, hey, this guy took money from me, broke my heart, made me feel that I wasn't worth anything. But at the end, I like to think that probably he did it. Probably he has a reason. I'm not saying that it's right, but I just stopped blaming him, blaming me. And it's just something that happens. You just have to see yourself, recognize that I wasn't perfect in that relationship either. Probably I was being so selfish and he wasn't feeling right about me. Because when you love someone, you definitely don't do what he did to me, right? Mm-hmm. So I would say, know yourself. It's hard. It's going to be scary, as I said. And keep your heart soft.
I love that. Thank you, Sandy, so much for sharing your story. It's really brave of you to reach out to me, to come on here, to share so openly. I know that it's going to touch so many hearts. And where can people connect with you or follow your journey?
I'm on Instagram, and my Instagram is Sandy, and like my last name, Romero, R-O-M-E-R-O with an H at the end. And that's my Instagram. And Christina, talk to you. Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Right now, and I love your vibe and everything, but what's a routine that you follow where you connect yourself spiritually? Like what is something that you can recommend me? Because sometimes it's hard for me to find that connection, you know, and sometimes meditation works, but sometimes it doesn't. And I feel that you connect with a lot of things. Like I see that you're right forces, you know, and I just like your vibe so much. Like I feel like right now you're so peaceful. And I admire you because you're going through a divorce and you look perfect, Christina. I don't have that feeling like, hey, this girl is in pain. I feel that you're in peace. You know, like you have this really good vibe that I like, and that's why I follow you. So,
thank you, Sandy. And I, you know, I experience highs and experience lows, but what I love to do with my pain is really alchemize it and transform it into other forms of energy, you know, move the energy through my body. And what I've learned is that spirituality can look really different for different people. And you can find the universe, find God in everything. And for me, my God and universe really lies in nature, in animals. That's where I feel the most joy and the most happy and the most peaceful. So you have to find really what brings you the most joy. So when I'm feeling anxiety, when I'm feeling ungrounded, I have to go outside and just put my feet in the grass, or I have to go be with horses or sit with my dog. Like I need to be in nature. And so nature is one of the most important things for me, to just be in nature. That is a practice in itself. Just take a walk outside. So that's something that I do on the daily. Like I have to be outside, even getting sun on my skin. That's a spiritual practice. Mm-hmm. Spirituality and a spiritual practice, it doesn't have to look so traditional. Like it doesn't have to be just meditation. Another practice that really brings me joy that has been so powerful for me moving through this divorce is singing and dancing. So I've been posting a lot of dancing videos lately, and it's just, you know, putting a song on that I love and dancing by myself. And I do this on a last night, on a casual Friday night. It's just me, music, singing, dancing. Yeah. Usually before bed, I just like to move the energy that's come through the day. And this really just elevates my mood and it gets the energy moving through. Even if I'm feeling sad, maybe I'll put a sad song on and I'll just embody that sadness and let it move through me and like let the emotion, like what would the sadness feel like? What would it look like in a dance? What would the colors be? And so that in itself is a meditation. It's a dancing meditation and movement, spiritual practice for me. So dance has been really, really powerful. And it's crazy how much weight is lifted off through that dance. After you're finished with that movement, you feel like totally different. So it's figuring out what that joy practice looks like for you. So you have to figure out what really makes you happy, what spaces make you happy, and then what people, like we talked about earlier, bring you energy and what people take away energy. So I'm very particular with who I spend my time with. And I've gotten very picky with the people that I bring into my life. I've had to eliminate a lot of people from my life. And that was, you know, part of why I got divorced, because that I felt very, that relationship was taking a lot of energy from me. So while there's so much sadness and grief in letting go of that relationship, because I did love him, I also feel incredibly energized now because I know that I made the right choice. And I know that I now have so much energy more to focus on myself and to be in my joy, because it was my truth, following my path. And now I'm going to surround myself with people that only really lift me up and continue that journey. So that's my daily spiritual practice is singing, dancing, walking in nature, horses.
Right.
You
know,
you just have to keep trying new things. Try things that you normally,
you know what?
Don't.
Like my happy moment is I love Zumba, and I know that it's like an old lady thing or something like that. But I love to dance, you know, like Latin music, salsa, merengue. And to do it just by myself, you know, or sometimes I go to classes to the gym, but I didn't realize that that was spiritual, you know, like as well, because like you said, sometimes we fall into the idea, hey, spiritual is just when you meditate or when you do yoga, and that's fine. You know, that really helped me a lot, but sometimes you just need to sing, or you just need to dance, or you just need to go up to the park for a walk, or just eating with your family.
Create a playlist of music that you love, you know, that lifts you up, that makes you joyful. And then just make a point of maybe once or a couple times a week to just put that playlist on and just dance to yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror, have a moment with yourself and just dance, just release and just let it flow however it's
going. Yeah.
You know, go to that Zumba class, of course, if you want to do that as well. I mean, why not? If that's where you feel joyful, then that's your joy practice. And there's spirit in that. There is God in that. There's the universe. You know, that's that spirituality in its purest form.
And Christine, another question that I have for you is, how did you realize that it was time to break that relationship? Like how did you get to that moment, or when, what is the break even point when you say like, hey, I think, because you mentioned something in your podcast, like it's always good to recognize where's the end so you can end it like peacefully and then, you know, just not wait last minute or when things even can get violent, you know, and nobody wants to reach that point. So I feel that you were really brave to recognize, like to identify like, hey, this is the break even point, or this is where I need to stop things.
I think sometimes people wait too long until things are explosive because it's uncomfortable to end a relationship. You know, we get very comfortable being with people and there's attachment. And so it's very uncomfortable to end a relationship. The true moment when you should end a relationship is when you're starting to feel the discomfort, when you're starting to feel that it's no longer working for you, when you're starting to feel that energy is being taken away from you rather than adding to your life, when it's no longer complementing your life. And in my case, we really did try a lot. We did couples therapy. We tried, you know, some life coaching, and we really were on different paths. We had different values. We didn't really understand each other anymore. He was not spiritual. I had become way more spiritual. I wanted different things in life. And so it was there was a lot of friction. It was very hard to be together. And nothing really bad had happened, but it just didn't feel good to be together anymore. And it felt very forced. And it felt like when I did my practices, when I really wrote, I journaled a lot, when I came to listen to myself, when I connected to my truth, I had a voice inside of me that was knowing, that was my intuition was telling me for actually a while that this wasn't for me anymore. And I think a lot of us, we have that voice inside that will tell us for a while that this isn't for us anymore. Some people will react to that voice and then they'll go and cheat. You know, they'll go and do something like that. And then it becomes explosive and then it becomes a problem. And then the violence comes. When in reality, you can listen to that voice and you can say, okay, what do I want to do with this? And then maybe make a hard decision. Maybe decide to, okay, let's actually end. Let's separate for a little bit and then see how that feels. So that's what happened. I had the feeling, I had the voice, I had it for a while. And that's what we tried to see if we could fix things. And then it was like, you know what, this is not feeling good. This is not feeling aligned for what I want for my life. I know that I can be happier. I know that he can be happier. And we just have to make hard decisions sometimes. And know that in stepping into the unknown of what can be, sometimes more opportunities are created and more good things can come. And you have to get to the point where basically, as I was talking to a friend the other day about this, you have to be okay with the worst outcome that can happen. So I had to get honest with myself and I talked to myself and I said, the worst thing that can happen is that I'll be alone for the rest of my life. You know,
I was at that point too.
at the end of the day, I'm okay with that because I like myself enough now. I love myself. So if I'm alone for the rest of my life, that's okay. That's okay too.
I'm good with the outcome.
I'm good with that. Being okay. And so that's, you know, being okay with that outcome. I was like, okay, you know, I'm ready. I can be alone and I'm sure that I will not be alone for the rest of my life. I probably will come into another partnership at some point or another, but I am okay being alone. And that's a very empowering moment and a special moment and a moment of self-love. So that was the journey and the thought process there. And I know for some people it's more complicated, for others it's less, but I think it's just getting really honest with yourself and listening to that inner voice, to that guidance, to your intuition.
Exactly. No, and probably, you know, like I was at that point as well, like, you know what, I'm good being alone. And when I recognized that I was okay with me because I like myself, you know, and I was like, hey, you know, that's the worst that can happen. That's when I met my husband, you know, like just sometimes life doesn't make sense. And when you're okay, like, okay, life treated me so bad and put me this horrible guy in my way. And he did all the horrible things he did to me. You know, he took money from me. He cheated with my feelings. You know, like he didn't want my love. He just played with it. That's the way I say it now. And everything that happened was for a reason. And when I was okay, like, hey, I prefer being alone than going through this horrible experience again, then someone appears, you know, like what's the logic in that? But for some reason, that's how life happens. And I think it's good that I feel that you're happy, Christina. I feel like you're a happy person, you know, and that now I feel that you're more in peace. I never met you like with your husband or anything like that, but I can tell that you're good. You know, you're good with yourself. You have that vibe, like you're at peace with yourself. And I think that's the most important thing in life.
I am very happy. You know, I have good and bad days, highs and lows, but even when I'm not happy, I'm happy. I'm peaceful. Mm-hmm. I love myself. Yeah. And I see that in you too, Sandy. I think that you have a very peaceful aura and energy about you, and you're beautiful, you're brave, you're strong. I'm so grateful that you shared this story with us and you came on and that we're now friends. So I'm excited to see your journey continue and to get this message out to the listeners. It's so beautiful. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. I'm going to put your Instagram in the show notes so people can connect with you. And if you guys resonate with Sandy's story or want to ask her questions, reach out to her on Instagram. And if you want to share your story on our listener spotlight, connect with me on Instagram as well. Put my Instagram in the show notes as always. Want to connect with listeners this season. And Sandy, thank you for being my first listener
spotlight. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for giving me the chance to be in your show.
Yeah, I'm so grateful. And thanks everyone for joining us today.